Hi, folks. Before we get started, we'd like to take a moment to let you know some of the content on this podcast may not be suitable for some audiences. It's all in good fun, but we just wanted to let you know. So enjoy, have a great time, and on with the show.
Previously on the Jay and Dan podcast.
Actually, I'd like to own a hipster coffee shop.
Yeah, but so many people, because it's a coffee shop, taking dumps in there.
I'm glad you brought out dumps.
Chris notices some poop on the floor.
He throws one of his socks on it to cover it up.
Taking dumps in there. Yeah.
Did she go down on you in a theater?
He grabbed it.
I'm speechless now.
I did a political show.
You did a political show?
I was just the host. I wasn't, like, giving opinion.
Now, here's your host, Dan O'Toole.
Dan O'Toole here. What kind of a society are we actually living?
This is riveting. Who on earth would watch this?
Well, there's Jay Onright and his wife checking out the action.
Feet inside the sink, faucet on, washing his bare feet in an airport bathroom.
Shrek's, did it look like he was giving birth?
He was a wormy fellow.
Masturbation in the library toilet is a violation of the Memorial University Library regulations. Toilet floors are not designed to handle semen. Please go home and masturbate if you are bored.
You're listening to the Jay and Dan podcast.
Masturbate if you are bored.
Welcome to the Jay and Dan podcast. Patrick, how long is that song?
What song?
What song?
That Fox Sports Live music. Like the original.
Like this stuff, though.
Is it like 3 minutes?
I have a bunch of different cuts.
Four minutes?
This one's like 2.5. That's like the full version of this one is 2.5.
Why are you asking?
I just wanted to know because I'd like to listen to the full version of that. And I want to listen to the.
Wait, you want to listen to the full version?
And I want to listen to the full version of the NFL on Fox theme music someday.
Got some good goals set up.
Do we have? Is there like an extended version of the NFL on Fox?
Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah,
yeah?
There's like remixes of it that are actually.
Oh, yeah. We should play some of that.
It's episode 64, and it's brought to you by Fox Sports Live.
Fox Sports Live every night on Fox Sports 1 at 11 Eastern. And by the way, we are periscoping while we host the show for the first hour from 11 to 12 Eastern, and it is a huge success. People are loving it, Dan. They love. When you're reading highlights and I go over and I scratch your ear or tickle your anus or bring you to orgasm with my hand. They enjoy all of those things. By the way, my wife is here. Listen, my wife is in the booth just right over there. She's on her
pretty
phone.
Impressed by that.
She loves it. She brought us some. She brought us some banana bread.
This is delicious. Divvy that up.
So
Periscope, if you don't know, you get the app on your phone and you can watch and. Instead of likes, people send hearts, I guess. The hearts is the big thing.
Yeah, I guess what you do is you just tap your screen now that you actually have a phone that has a touch screen.
I don't get the Periscope on the BlackBerry Passport.
First thing that you need to know is that the internet is amazing.
God.
Joe, who does our makeup, she's appeared on the podcast. Last night she was on set and she looked down. She said, "Is that your new phone?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "What have you done?"
Is that what she said? What have you done?
She says, "I thought that was a small laptop."
Yeah, it looks like an iPad mini. That's what it looks like that you're carrying around.
Hey, BlackBerry, they cut their own path. There's your new slogan, BlackBerry.
Right into the we're cutting a path into the Gentlemen, please enjoy some.
Our guest on the show today, Marty Turco, former Dallas Star great.
And as a bonus, Dan, in studio. Oh. In studio.
Who?
Peter Schrager.
Oh, no. Schrager bombs in person?
In person. In studio. Making it happen. Can I just say a shout out to all the good folks at Dakota Collegiate in Winnipeg. I was in Winnipeg over the weekend at a Dakota Collegiate fundraiser. They're trying to raise $5 million for a new school field.
A real school, you found out?
Real school. Real people have graduated from said school. Had a wonderful time. Dean and Robbie took me around, and we had a great time. And we did a fundraiser. John Montgomery, I interviewed him on stage for an hour. John Montgomery and his wife, Darla, awesome people.
Host of the Canadian version of Amazing Race.
Amazing Race Canada. He tells amazing stories, describes his gold medal winning run at 2010 in the skeleton with such vivid detail. He has to write a book. So I just wanted to give a shout out to John. We'll get him on the podcast sometime.
And you said you were going to give him a pitcher of beer on the stage, did you?
He brought the pitcher of beer up himself. Ooh. And then, because as you may or may not know, John, by trade, is also an auctioneer, like an automobile auctioneer. So everything I've ever been at or heard of that he's been at, any sort of fundraiser, he always auctions off something. Thank you very much, Jim. And so he brought an empty pitcher of beer, signed it, and auctioned it off for $1,000. How about that?
An empty pitcher of beer?
Yeah. All the money going to a great cause, Dan.
Did it eventually get filled with
beer? Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
At some point.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. So anyway, had a great time. You know what was fun, though, Dan? Thursday night. The event was last Friday. Thursday night, the Winnipeg Jets had a chance to clinch a playoff spot. So to be in Winnipeg, I'm in a cab on my way to the bar in Osborne Village to meet some of my old pals from the Big Breakfast. There's no one on the streets. It's literally as if zombies have come into Winnipeg and eaten everybody, because everybody's inside watching the Jets. They lose in a shootout, so then everyone's like, okay, we're waiting for Calgary. Calgary's got to beat L.A. So we're in this bar, this restaurant bar called Cornerstone on the corner of River and Osborne in Winnipeg. And it's packed. And everyone says to the manager, switch it to the Calgary game so we can see what's happening. He's like, we don't have the center ice package. We're like,
so everyone has to be on their phone.
There was one guy who had a phone who had it streaming on his phone. So the entire restaurant gathered around one guy and his phone and watched the end of the Calgary Kings game. And, of course, Calgary won and the Jets got into the postseason. And then they shut down Portage and Main, the main intersection of downtown Winnipeg. They shut it down. People were partying as if they'd won the cup. They just made the playoffs.
So going
that was
back,
awesome.
Going back to the one gentleman that could stream the game live.
He had a BlackBerry passport.
Did he? So all these commercials where they show the people on the subway watching the game, in a cab watching, no one's doing that.
No, everyone is doing that, but it just at that particular time, no one just
no wonder you guys are always so busy on the computer.
I'm sure other people could have done it, but he just had it there right away.
And then so when they won, the party was on.
It was fun. We had a great time. So anyway, I love going back to the peg. Just wanted to say hello to everyone in Winnipeg. We're eating banana bread, if you're wondering. It's delicious.
Super moist.
Yeah, moist, yeah. Delicious.
That's a really popular word with people.
Super
with
people
banana bread, you want it to be moist.
No, people hate that word. A lot of people hate the word moist.
Okay, yeah, now there was a band in Canada, a big band in the 90s called Moist.
Yeah.
I believe my wife who's here and who's listening, I believe that was her first concert. Now, Moist, when I was back in Canada, I saw a retro video show on Much More Music, and these were the bands I saw. I, Mother Earth, One More Astronaut.
Oh, what a tune.
And then a Moist tune that I still don't know
they
the
had
name
some
of.
Hits.
Yeah, they had some
he
hits.
He was Dreamy,
yeah.
The lead
Sketch.
Singer.
Yeah, and then Little Sketch was right after that. Yeah.
Want to give a shout-out to Patrick Gallagher. He's an avid listener of the podcast. You can follow him on Twitter, @RealPatrickG. Sent us a very heartwarming email. He was going through some health issues. Said, every day I was in a hospital, I watched a podcast, and it was the one thing that brought a smile to my face, helped me get through the day. They say laughter is the best medicine, and you guys were like my doctors for that month. I want to thank you for all the stuff you guys have done, bringing smiles to those like me who didn't think a smile was an option at the time. So give Patrick a hello on Twitter. Say, I hope you're feeling better. So we gave him a tour of our old studio at TSN. He wants to be a broadcaster one day. Great kid. I follow him on Twitter. He's a really likable guy. So, Patrick, thank you very much for the email. We really appreciate that.
Thanks, Patrick. Hey, Dan, what are you wearing there? That's a nice-looking hoodie.
Oh, I'm wearing something from the Jay and Dan collection.
Everything's coming up Jay and Dan. And what's Engineer Jim wearing there? That looks like something.
Yeah, it's a sweet lid. Yeah, sweet lid,
solid trucker.
Well, a lot of people wanted the sayings like watch it and dance on shirts, and we eventually, after 10 years, got around to it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it was all you, Dan. You put it together. You're like the modern-day Joe Fresh.
If Loblaws wants to carry the clothing line, we're all for that. Before our website goes live, you can visit it at jandangear.spreadshirt.com. Really easy. Eventually, it's just going to be jandan.com, but that's not
mine. We're almost done jandan.com. It's going to be a real beautiful site.
The link's going to be on Twitter. Link's going to be on our YouTube page and also on our Facebook page, Jay and Dan Podcast on Facebook, which we didn't know existed until today.
Yeah, go to the Facebook page. become our pals. Wait, is it? It's the public Facebook page, right, Patrick? So that's different. You just follow it?
Yeah, you just follow it. Click like.
Click like. So like our Facebook page.
On the Canadian Wall of Fame today. I can't believe it took us this long. I'm baffled.
I'm embarrassed, actually, that it
Phil
took us
Hartman.
This long.
And Phil, look at that. Look at that.
The guy was just like the utility player to the stars on SNL. He did, oh, God. Unfrozen
News
Caveman
Radio.
Lawyer. News Radio is a great sitcom.
He was on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I remember after the Tragically Hip were on SNL, at the end of the night on SNL, the cast is like, all right, good night, everybody. And the Habs were in the playoffs, and he held up like a sign that said, go Habs, go. So he must have been a big Habs fan. And coincidentally, they're in the playoffs right now against Ottawa.
We're taping this on the first day of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and we've been talking about it around the Fox Sports live studios, and everyone says, oh, what's it going to be like? We say, it might be better than last year's first round, if you remember how great that was, because there's not a single series where there's going to be a sweep, I don't think.
And
so much parity in the NHL.
5 out of 7 Canadian teams in the postseason. Amazing that four of them are playing each other. That's kind of unfortunate that after the first
Leafs
round,
almost squeaked in there.
Yeah, just about got in, and the Oilers were that close. But maybe next year. I love Craig McTavish, the GM of the Oilers, already had a press conference where he said, "I realize I'm losing credibility. I think it's lost. Losing is." And then he said, "Next year is going to be another developmental year. Ooh, how to sell those tickets, Craig? Just what those fans want in that town. Another year of development."
And Dave Nonis gets the axe. I don't know if you're like me, but every time I see Dave Nonis, I say to myself, I need to see a picture of him as a child because I doubt he's changed one bit.
I think you're right. He probably looks exactly the same. Here's another question. Wouldn't you like to see Dave Nonis naked? Just think about what he looks like. We have an update, Dan, from Memorial University, of course, last week. Posted a very serious no masturbation in the library washroom.
Please go home and masturbate if you are bored.
A lot of people were wondering if this was real.
Oh, that's 100% real, Dan. Okay. And we have a 100% real follow-up. Here's what it says. Masturbation policy update. Patrick, maybe some music to accompany this would be great. Masturbation policy update at Memorial University. After the costly semen removal procedure last week, toilets have been filled with sperm detection systems.
Come on!
SDSs to detect masturbatory activity. Students are this institution's erectile focus, and further action will be discussed during the regular meeting of the Senate. Upon referring to the Provincial Annals of Law, it seems masturbation is not a violation of the university's penal code. Masturbation, however, is not a faculty-related activity. So if you wish to obtain a season disposal permit, kindly contact Mr. Jack Hoff or Mr. Dick Cumfast immediately. Failure to comply may and will result in being penalized a maximum fine of $150 loaded onto your student ID. So there you go. Just a quick update for you of a very legitimate masturbatory policy at Memorial University in Newfoundland. Any chance we can visit this Motherlode video vault that we've been touting and haven't gotten
to? Someone sent us this tweet. It is the Motherlode of wacky videos.
And there's a lot of good stuff. So Mike had a couple ideas.
Yeah, I fished through these.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are we going with
first? The first one is we're
going
to go with cyber sex.
Okay, so these are treasure trove of videos that we've stumbled upon. We haven't viewed any of them because we wanted to be surprised.
Right
to the site here.
Okay, all right.
Oh, Mike getting his paws in
there. Mike
getting involved here.
That's the link.
This is going to be good stuff.
I wonder about the semen detection system on Patrick's laptop.
Oh,
okay,
God.
I'll wash these hands.
Get some Purell. Do we have Purell in the budget?
Sorry, Patrick.
Here we go.
Sorry, Pat.
Yeah, it's Mike Rowe. Oh, it's a commercial.
Yeah. This is a commercial?
Yeah. Okay, this is going really well.
This is good so far. Probably should have planned it out a little bit. Can we do 6 degrees of engineer Jim in the meantime?
Is the keyboard stuck?
We got a guest to get to in a second.
Well, we're going to watch this video. I think he's got it dialed up now.
Okay, here we go.
Sticky keys.
On CNN.
No. Okay, here we go. Let's
pretend that wasn't...
How to have cyber sex
on the internet.
Okay. You've heard of computer sex, but is there really such a thing? Absolutely. Having sex with an online partner is easy.
Why is she in the woods by a lake?
I'll show you how to reach a cyber sex climax. We'll also visit others who have mastered the art of one-handed typing. So let's get started. So, I'm just kind of gonna get a general idea of who's here, what's going on.
She's now fully clothed with mom jeans and a sweater.
Wait for it, though. It's just how I like it.
But I'm...
Gets real quick.
Very horny.
Good, good.
There's no way.
And I'm looking...
Good typer.
Very loud typer. So who's she sending this to?
The internet.
Cyber sex.
Sexy Mike.
He's typing this into Google?
It's like the first Twitter.
Are you interested?
Her shirt's
off. Oh, she's naked.
How did she take her shirt off and still type?
Click send.
Editing.
And wait for response.
Okay.
Okay. Gonna be
so
quick.
We don't know what she looks like. If we're on the other end of the computer.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Lots of S's. Yes.
Lots of S's.
That's it? That's all it takes?
Okay. I don't know about the legitimacy of that.
Well, that's a real treasure trove of material there. Do we have Marty on the line? No. Oh, okay. Before we get to Marty, let's do one Engineer Jim tale.
Yes, so if you haven't joined us the last few weeks, we've started story time. It's turned into 6 degrees of Engineer Jim. We give him a couple artists. He tells us his relation, if any. Right now, you're batting probably like 700 on these, I think.
Yeah, doing pretty darn well. Okay. In light of Coachella, Dan.
In light of Coachella, yeah. Colvin, one of our producers here, very talented young man, blown away by AC/DC the other day.
Yeah, they
Coachella.
Rock. Yeah. Yeah, they're great.
And we discovered... In discussing just one each with one another, each one another.
Each.
AC/DC only has one original member left. Only one guy left.
Yeah, Angus is the only one left, I think.
Yeah.
Someone will probably correct us
no,
on that.
No, confirmed.
Confirmed?
Yes.
Wow, damn.
Jim, AC/DC, any
Dave
connection?
Fricky.
Yes.
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 Ding, ding, ding.
So when Slash did his second Snake Pit album, he opened for AC/DC on that entire tour.
Wow.
So I have a direct connection, obviously, with Slash.
How are the, like, I know Malcolm Young obviously is suffering right now and struggling.
Yeah.
But at the time, were the boys still all partying pretty hard on tour, or had they slowed down a little bit? Because this is only, what, maybe 10, 15 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, this was... like 99 maybe.
Right.
Yeah, right around 2000.
Still
98, 2000.
Still crushing booze, still crushing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a little bit of that going on, sure. Yeah.
Too bad their drummer tried to get someone killed, because I love seeing him smoke a full dart during his drum session.
Phil Rudd is easily, and Ass Taggart, he'll tell you, easily one of the greatest drummers ever in the history of rock.
And
you know?
So why would he be selling, what was he, selling crystal meth or something?
Yeah, the guy's out of his mind. You know, it's great. I'll tell you what. I don't know Coachella. I know there was a lot of bands and stuff like that. I never saw a band use more pyro in my life than on that tour with Slash.
AC/DC.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was like the Razor's Edge tour or what album AC/DC was touring on
99.
At that time.
Yeah. The thing
99.
With them, though, you know every song.
Oh,
yeah. Crank it out.
The entire show was like,
and the entire crowd is bouncing, and
awesome.
It's
awesome.
I saw
awesome.
Them at SARS Stock when they were there, and I've told this before. They blew the Rolling Stones out of the water. They finish up their set, and everyone pretty much knew, like, the Rolling Stones, no chance they can compare to that. And he just like,
and then
were
Mick came out,
asleep.
And was like,
oh, they're phenomenal, and so loud.
Yeah,
yes.
they were so loud, but crystal clear.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, it's like you're listening to the record. At
yeah,
home.
Phenomenal.
I saw them in September. They fire a cannon at you, or Hell's Bells.
Really?
Yeah, at the end of the song.
With awesome. Cannonballs.
No, I don't think it's
they try to.
I didn't see
murder any, their
yeah,
audience.
I didn't see anyone get hit. But.
Okay,
I can't believe that Mutt Lange produced Back in Black.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yes,
Shania Twain.
Yes,
yeah, Shania Twain's ex.
Oh yeah, no. I credit. Well, I mean, look, the songs were great and stuff, but I think you have to give some AC/DC's success to Mutt Lang, for sure.
That's pretty cool.
Also, very timely, because the Sinatra doc, is the two-part series is on HBO right now. So this might be, this was before your time, but do you have a connection to Frank Sinatra?
Oh, yes, I do.
Wow!
Yes.
What's that connection?
Old Blue Eyes!
Okay, so if you have seen... any of the Sinatra doc, they show footage of Capitol Records Studio A and Studio B, where he did a lot of his recording. I too have recorded in those very studios.
Now those
with some of those very same microphones too.
And are those? Is that where he had like the full orchestra?
Yes.
That was the thing that blew me away the most, was that he essentially was recording live, right? Like the orchestra was playing live, and they were just live to tape.
So they and early on, they were trying to get him, you know, to like be in the booth with the headphones,
overdub and all that.
And he was like, "No, man, I want to be out in the room with the band. Give me the mic right here. I want to feel it. I don't want headphones. I don't want to do that. I want to feel the orchestra for real." And that's how they did it. It's amazing.
That's so
Frank
wild.
Sinatra made it into the Johnny Carson book that you lent to me, and I finished it up. And Frank Sinatra was always jealous, they said, of Carson, because Carson had to drive from his house to his studio in Burbank and made $25 million a year, while Sinatra had to fly around the world and do concerts everywhere. And he was always jealous that he got to hardly ever work and made a lot more money than him.
That's how people feel about us.
No, and those studios at Capitol are phenomenal, and they still have in the basement of Capitol Records, all the way down, all the way the bottom basement, the bowels of that building, which you know the round building.
Yeah, you may have seen this building. Yeah.
There's echo chambers in there. And they're cut shaped like pies because the building is round. There are these pie shaped, like pie wedges shaped echo chambers in there. They're the same chambers that they used back then. They're still using them.
Engineer Jim needs to buy a van, take podcast listeners around LA.
Tour.
And says, here, there's that.
Engineer Jim tour of LA. How good would that be?
Vader has the van,
Vader has a van. Are we going to give Marty?
Yeah, we better
a call?
Call up.
Let's call up Marty.
Dallas Stars legend Marty.
Oh yeah, let me give him a
Engineer Jim, thank you. 6 degrees of Engineer Jim, very entertaining.
A very popular segment. People sending us
batting 1,000 on.
Yeah,
this,
make sure
this episode.
You send us your suggestions. Don't send them to Engineer Jim because we like him to be surprised. So send it to @JandanPod. And then he doesn't see them, so.
Yeah,
and I have to say, it was with Jane's Addiction and Poe that I was at Capitol with, which was pretty cool.
Jane's Addiction
And
story.
I was in there with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, too.
Okay, we're going to hold
So some good stuff.
There's next things. Week.
How is Jim? I want to ghostwrite a book with Jim.
Who's lead singer?
I would
Jane?
Love that.
Yeah,
I'd
I think we
that.
Should do
Perry
that.
Perry Farrell.
It'd be great.
Perry Farrell.
Yeah.
And what was his solo? He did another band.
It was called Porno for Pyro.
Yes. They had some hits.
They
good
did,
stuff.
Yeah.
No, they were
It was pretty good. Great. He's good. He's good. Navarro, right? Dave Navarro was the guitarist.
Dave Navarro.
Yeah. He put on. I remember I told that story that time. My buddy moved to L.A. and he joined a gym, and first thing he saw was Dave Navarro putting his makeup on after a gym session. <Yeah. laughs> Just like, f*** it, I don't care. I'm putting this on.
It was for a record with Poe, who was the artist, and she had Stephen Perkins and Chris Chaney from Alice in
Your
Chains.
Hair right now is awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's wild. It's very 80s.
I'm going for that.
Marty Turco, Sault Ste. Marie native.
Yeah.
From the Sioux. Now calls, he summers in Sault Ste. Marie, and he calls Texas home, I believe, right now.
Summering in Sault Ste. Marie, the Marty Turco story. I wanted to give Alexander Jans a shout-out, @AlexanderJans20. He drove from, 45 minutes outside of Winnipeg to come and just say hi. He's a huge podcast fan. wait until this whole, there he is, there's a picture of him right there. Wait until the whole event was over at 1 in the morning just to get a picture. So there you go. That's a picture of us. So hi, Alexander. Thanks.
Alexander, man. That's a great sweater.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Good dude. And he was like, well, what are you doing right now? And I'm like, I'm getting on a plane in 2 hours. But, you know, next time.
It kind of looks like a young Dan O'Toole.
Maybe we could replace you with him eventually.
Dan O'Toole here.
After you die from the AC/DC cannon.
We welcome in our guest, and very timely, as we said, the NHL playoffs kick off. Marty Turco, welcome to the Jay and Dan podcast.
Dan, Jay, what's up, boys?
How are you, buddy? You're working at the NHL Network now, so that means you have to work with, McLennan and Kevin Weeks, and that's got to be a struggle for you, Marty.
Well, that actually would be okay, because those are cool cat goalies, but anybody else really doesn't cut it.
Chaser? What about Kelly Chase? You got to work with Chaser a bit?
He's a little scary, so we'll leave him out of it.
Marty, why do all goalies seem to get into broadcasting?
Great question.
Well, why not? I mean, we see the whole ice. We're actually paying attention the whole time, because we don't have ADD like forwards do and some defensemen, but I like most D-man. And, the real answer is we're just the most intelligent guys out there. So I think that's the best one. Never mind our faces are the least untouched. So good looking, intelligent, know the game, something like that.
Marty, if memory serves me correctly, you never switched to, like, the massive Roberto Luongo pads, correct?
I had pads that were very similar. I think the inner workings of them were different than his, yes.
And I was discussing this with Jay. This is a very odd question. But in the shootouts, didn't you start the shootouts turn sideways?
Yeah. I mean, you guys played hockey. You're not just, in order to get a push, your skate's got to be sideways. So I just decided to go a little sideways. Actually, the truth is, I can't lie to you guys, because you're just, that's who you are. I thought it would be a little intimidating, and lo and behold, when I retired, you guys are like, what was up with that idiot movie? You know, like, oh, that didn't scare you? I was like, damn.
Well, you gave it a shot. Stupid. Hey, Marty, I know you're still in the Dallas area and you're following the Stars. And Dan is, every time we do a Stars highlight on our show, ever since they changed the uniforms to the bright green with the black, Dan talks about how much he hates those uniforms. And I actually like them. I'm very curious to get your take, because you were always wearing the classic black ones, but now they kind of redesigned them. I'm curious in your take on the redesign.
Well,
were you involved in it? Did they ask you to be involved in it?
Well, I got like a few. I got a 10-minute answer on this whole ordeal.
Yes, do it.
Let's hear it.
I'm gonna. You guys are like, yeah, please fill up time. We're gonna go like to the beer store and make a run, eh? Well, to back things up a little bit, I was gonna let it slide, but I don't work for the NHL Network anymore. I work for the Stars and the front office on the business side. More or less, those other goalies pushed me out and they kicked me out of the goalie union. The whole deal is a big thing, but I don't really want to talk about it.
Wow. Okay. So we just drummed up horrible memories by our lack of proper research on the subject. Wow. I'm so sorry.
And it's okay. It's okay. My Wikipedia page had false advertising about a ton of other things, so I'll let it slide. But so I was a part of the process doing the jerseys. And I can say that I actually loved the color, that fact that it's bright. And you can be anywhere, airport, sports bar, and now you know when the Stars are actually playing. You know that color. And for years, we were black and white, and that was it. And we were wearing the dark colors at home. So our poor fans, every game, got a 1962 NHL hockey game, black and white. And that was it. There was no color. And so I was happy to see it go. A little birdie might tell you that me and another guy were trying to change it to blue, and more importantly, the Texas flag colors. We thought they're going to make a change, and now's the time with the new owner. Yeah. And there was no prouder state, and all of our other teams in Dallas, you know, the Cowboys, Mavs, and then the Texas Rangers are blue, and the red, white, and blue is the Texas Rangers. I thought it would have been pretty cool, but the owner decided that green was our team color for our franchise, and we went with that. And we changed it. We made up our own color. Actually, it's called Victory Green, even though we missed the playoffs this year and years to come, it'll be very poignant and important. And I like it. The logo's growing on me. I like the old one. I'm biased because I played for it. Now people ask me for a jersey. I can't find this old one, and my excuse is, wow, they're all sold out. And back to me look like an idiot all the time is basically the point. So, but I'm enjoying Texas. I absolutely love it here. I love working for the team. We got a great team, even though we threw up on ourselves too often in the third period to cost us a playoff team. But we're there, man. We're going to get in the playoffs next year. We'll be there for a long time.
So who is your pick with the Stanley Cup playoffs kicking off? Do you have a cup winner in mind? I picked the Pittsburgh Penguins at the start of the year. That's not looking like a great pick. They squeaked into the playoffs, but the LA Kings, they did that last year, and look what they did.
Yes, exactly. I would, if I were you, I wouldn't backtrack at all. I'd be a man of your word and say, at least your team's in the playoff picture. Who's the clear runners? There really isn't any. I think that's what the league wanted. You know, the parity is unbelievable for the Kings and the Bruins not to make the playoffs. It's absolutely crazy. No one would have thunk that. Who's starting a net for a lot of these teams? And there's probably about eight goalies, seven that you wouldn't have guessed at the beginning of the season. So it's kind of up for grabs. But speaking of goalies, and back to my biased nature, Carey Price had that monster year. And that's a team without superstars. You know, Max Pacioretty is the guy. Good player, PK on the back end, but not dominant players like other teams. And I think that's how good that they are. That the way they play defense, it's a leadership by committee, and you got a real funny guy, Mark Bergevin, being the GM. And I think the world of him. So anyway, I'd have to pick them out of the East and the West. Ooh, man, if St. Louis can win one round, it'd be those guys are just seem like they're built for the playoffs, but they haven't had luck yet.
Did we get this research information wrong? Are you still summering in the Sioux, in Sioux Saint Marie? Do you have a cottage up there, Marty, or something like that?
Yeah, I got we call it the beach house.
Oh, sweet.
Even though at Christmas time it was no beach in sight.
Yeah.
But generally, my wife and the kids will do about 9 weeks up there. So we get the heck out of Dodge here in Dallas. The humidity comes, I stick around, come back and forth. For work and charity events and what have you, but we prefer it in our hometown because I married my high school sweetheart, O'Kelly, so we like to get home and see family and relax. But yeah, Ontario is a big part of our life, even though we live in Dallas, Texas, and we like to get up there, man. Good research, yeah, good scoop.
I finally did it.
Marty, before we let you go, we want to do a few rapid-fire questions, if you don't mind.
Bring it.
One player in the NHL right now you want to start a team with. Who's the one guy you hand-select to start a team around?
Oh, good one. Oh, I mean, I want to say Jamie Benn just because he won the Art Ross Trophy as a power forward. I play with Jonathan Toews in Chicago. I think he's such a special human and a tremendous leader. Doesn't put up points like some guys, but, man, that guy's a born winner. So I'm going to go with Jonathan Toews.
Okay. Best teammate you ever played with?
Oh, there's a good one. I think Brendan Morrow. It's more because he's getting ready to retire in the next couple of years, and he's kicking himself a little bit. But he was my only roommate I really ever had. And man, that guy, he can close that blinds like nobody's business. Sorry, you made that. It was like a cave. Sorry, I know it's rapid fire.
Heaviest shot that you ever faced, where a guy. He winds up, and you're like, oh, man, this is going to hurt.
Well, Zdeno hit the post on me one time in Ottawa and Chara, and I was like, I still don't know what post it hit. But I practiced with Jason Arnett, and nobody has a heavier shot than this guy. And he was pretty nice to me, but, it cost me about a couple $1,000 in beers a year.
And most skilled player when you were playing?
Sergei Zubov. That was the most talented man. Yeah, he was so good.
So underrated, right?
Oh, just every day in practice is a treat for us.
Zubov. Marty, this has been a blast. Despite our poor research and general lack of professionalism, you have been a gentleman, and we really appreciate you coming on, and hopefully you'll join us again sometime. Maybe when the season starts up again, we can chat some Sagan stories.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of those. But you guys sharpen up. I guess I got to loosen up. I don't prefer to be a gentleman on the air with you guys. But I love what you guys are doing, man. Fox One, love watching you guys. Miss you up in
on TSN, but happy for you guys out there in LA.
Thanks
Marty. So much, Marty. Have a great summer. Take care.
That is Dallas Stars legend Marty Turco, now working with the Stars. We're gonna bring in our in studio guest.
Yeah, we got to bring him in here. He's chomping at the bit. He is so fired up. It is time to drop a few Schrager bombs.
Schrager bombs.
Yeah! Delayed. Whoa! Look at you,
Schrager. Look at him.
Schrager.
Schrager.
Very GQ. Very hipster. Shregs has got the V-neck tee on.
Here, put on that one.
Shregs looks like he just moved to Green Bay. Hey, who's that good-looking guy?
Thanks, guys. Couldn't get Ron Tugnutt on the air this week.
Former Peterborough Pete.
Tommy Ron Salo wasn't available.
Salo.
Tommy Salo.
Peter Schrager.
Andrew Raycroft not available.
Andre Red Light Rassico.
That's it.
Not happening.
Peter. Corey Schwab not available.
Great to see you.
Corey Hirsch, not available.
Turco is great.
Chris Terreri, not available.
Oh, I love Terreri.
Sorry, I'm done.
Loved his
Turco.
Helmet cage combo.
I thought Turco was robbed of the Vezina in 2002 because he had the lowest goals against average, but then Marty Brodeur won the award because of their amazing season.
Schrager, what are you doing in L.A.?
Amazing.
6 degrees.
Schrager, did you have a little bit of
banana bread? I can't. I'm on a diet. 6 degrees of engineer Jim, meaning who played with Slash and who played with Billy Bob Thornton? That's the game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's the game. Mm-hmm. I know the code.
Yeah.
Any connection to the Traveling Wilburys?
Ooh.
Yeah, I work with Dylan. Oh!
Yeah.
Excuse me, I know it wasn't Billy Bob or Slash. I guess Dylan will have to do.
This just got tense.
Oh, I love it. It's the best. It's the best new addition to the podcast.
I know.
I love the pause. You go, yes. You break right
That's
in.
Amazing.
It's great.
Drex, what are you doing in town?
I've been doing America's Pregame, Fox Sports Live. Mike Botticello and I did a podcast yesterday with on my podcast.
Great one, Mock Draft.
Today we did one with Ike Taylor from the Steelers. So getting a lot of multimedia in, and then my wife's cousin is getting married in Los Angeles this weekend. So I'm sticking around for a couple days.
That and this is a high end wedding.
I guess we're talking socioeconomic status now.
Well, you're wearing a black. You have to wear a tuxedo.
Where do you want this? What do you want me to tell you? No, it's
a white trash wedding. I've never been to a wedding where you had to wear a tuxedo that I wasn't in the wedding.
I'm not in the wedding. I'm wearing a tuxedo. It's black tie optional, which in my world means you wear the tux.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't be underdressed.
I was very impressed that you own a tux.
Yeah, you own your own tux.
I don't own a tux. So here's a funny story. Bought a tux for my own wedding. Haven't worn it since. That was several years ago. Mm-hmm. Haven't had a black tie event.
Have you?
And I put on a solid amount of weight. So the last few months, I've been just thinking about that tuxedo because it's embarrassing to wear jeans with a tuxedo top.
I don't think it's embarrassing.
No,
I don't think. Yeah. Better yet, is it on the beach? Because I know you're staying at the beach.
Yeah, which is
the wedding
kinda
at
awkward,
the beach?
Right? Tuxedo on the beach.
Why don't you wear shorts, like khaki shorts with tuxedo on top?
Not bad,
right?
Not
think
bad.
About that. And
I like
flip flops.
So Peter and I were discussing this. You haven't tried on that tuxedo.
Haven't tried on the tuxedo. I still need a few more days here.
Maybe Spanx.
Maybe Spanx. Maybe no underwear at all.
Wow.
Maybe
delicious.
Nothing.
That sounds incredible.
Maybe nothing.
Look out, bridesmaids.
How about Frank Thomas comes on?
Yeah.
Yep. Starts discussing his restaurant, which sounds great. I can't wait to order the hot dog. all this stuff. And none of you guys mention Twin Peaks. You don't mention Olive Garden. You don't mention Applebee's. You just let him talk about high-end chain restaurants.
Yeah, you want him to pump the tires on.
Well, no, I was just more curious from an angle of why would you, in this day and age, as an athlete,
there's a lot of warnings.
Your money?
There's a lot of warnings
right,
against this.
Right, there's been some precedent, and I wanted to get in his head as to what
and
made him do it.
He really put me at ease with it.
No, he didn't put me at ease either.
I can't believe I get to eat like this every day.
He said that for the first 3 months, he was not sleeping, and he was watching cameras from his phone, and I'm thinking, you've played in the league for 20 years. Yeah, with third place in the 2000 MVP award race. I forgot all about the A's years. And I'm thinking, is that how you want to spend post-career retirement? But to have Big Hurt swinging baseball bar, I guess that's he wants his name in the
Shrakes,
legacy.
It goes back to Toolsy's theory. Why would players become assistant coaches in the National Hockey League and other leagues? And it's to get out of the house. They have nothing to do. There's nothing to do. So I'll become an assistant coach. I don't have to have the full responsibility of being a head coach. I don't have to talk to the media.
but I get out of the house.
Yeah.
82
yeah.
times.
And you get to stay in the camaraderie of working in an environment.
Exactly.
Of work, yeah.
Yeah.
And, and thinking everyone.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
And becoming thinking everyone's
Vag
stealing
wings.
From me.
Yeah, Vag Wings.
Oh, Vag Wings.
I can't wait
be
to
great.
Get that
I feel like
going.
There's a tension right here.
Well, because
no.
you came
no.
in. You came
I
in
know,
guns ablazing.
I know. I felt
with
bad.
With Billy Bob,
but
you attacked his boy.
He's working through it.
I know. I feel bad.
I'm all good, baby. You know,
his Patriots won the Super Bowl.
I'm good.
That's true.
Aaron,
I'm not afraid to fly
but
my
I'm glad you brought
daily.
This up. Tom Brady
yeah,
throws out the first pitch at Fenway.
Weird, man.
And bounces
can a quarterback throw a strike?
That was weird.
And bounces it?
And he was a baseball
player. He played baseball at Michigan.
Yeah. No, he didn't play Michigan. That was Drew Henson. I think Tom Brady played in high school and was drafted by the Expos, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow, I did not even know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so he has a baseball background. He was a big star in like Northern
point
California.
Point is, he's thrown a baseball at some point.
Meanwhile,
in his
Timofey Mozgov throws one out. He throws.
He threw a strike.
He looped it in there, but yeah. it was a strike.
It was high in the strike zone,
Garnett,
but it was okay.
Garnett threw a strike.
I mean, if you want to talk Billy Bob, I went to I went to an Orioles game with him where he threw out the first pitch. Oh. Threw a strike.
Now, Billy Bob, and
threw
this
a breaking
is serious,
ball for a
huge
strike.
Huge Cardinals fan, right? Like, huge.
Huge Cardinals
St.
fan.
Louis?
And he tried out for, I think the Royals.
You know, when I saw Bad News Bears, the movie, I saw something in Billy Bob where I said, there's a baseball background in this fella.
Wait, so the remake of Bad News Bears?
That's
Strix.
Billy
that
Bob Thornton, right? He's in it. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who plays Kelly.
The remake.
But,
the Walter Matthau part.
Oh, really? Billy Bob did that?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Huge in the States. Huge.
I missed
huge
that
in
one.
States.
I missed that one.
You guys were watching Corner Gas. I was watching that one.
We were busy
one.
With Corner
a
Gas.
A little bit of information. When he drives away with the kids from the team, he's got this big caddy or whatever that they drive away with. And I think he puts on the stereo, and I think it's cocaine. Clapton's cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
They got that from me. They called me one day, and I'm driving around the grocery store parking lot with my kids who were like, I don't know, 3 and 5 at the time while my wife's in shopping, and I'm trying to keep them occupied. And I got the windows down, and we're all singing cocaine. And all these people in the parking lot are looking at me like, what's with this guy? You know, he's got like...
Call Child and Family Services.
Exactly.
J.J. Cale, I was listening to that today.
And my kids love Clapton, and my daughter, one of my kids is named Layla. So
is
there
that
you
right?
go.
Really?
I was walking through
that's
my hotel,
very cool.
hotel yeah. lobby, and it was the piano... of Layla. It was like the Goodfellas closing, you know, that whole song.
I'm
like, I got the chills, and I'm like, I'm in Los Angeles, I'm working for a living, and I was like, this is a cool moment. And then it like stopped to like some like, you know, Frankie Valli song. I'm like, ugh, you know.
Jersey boy.
And if you want to take the Billy Bob thing even further, my daughter named Layla, Angelina Jolie, helped us. We were deciding on what name, and the night we picked Layla, she was with us, and she was like, that's a great name, you guys should go with
she
that.
She sealed pretty the cool. deal, because if Angelina blesses it, you kind of have to go with it.
Yeah, well, you know.
Angelina's in the new Mad Max remake.
What? No, that's Charlize Theron.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? I was sitting there.
People are like,
and I said, is that Angelina?
Everyone's just like, no.
The whole audience that we have here today is like dying.
Are we sure about this?
Yeah, we're 100%
sure. I was sitting there watching it in the room.
Yeah.
Colvin, who we already mentioned, he said, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
And I said, is that Angelina Jolie? He said, yes.
Yeah, well, both of you are wrong.
Quick story from this hotel lobby. Can I give you one?
You're staying at the beautiful Hyatt on the Avenue of the Stars.
I can't tell the story anymore.
Why?
Because I can't tell the story. It's going to happen in the hotel, and now you've given out the hotel name.
It doesn't matter.
All right. I told this story to our boss, Jacob Ullman, and he's like, you got to tell that on the pod. And I said, I don't know, it's a little tawdry. And he's like, you got to tell it.
Tell
it. It's great for the audience. I checked in Sunday night. I went out and hung out with Danny O'Toole in Redondo Beach Sunday night. Had a great time. And then I took an Uber back to the hotel during an earthquake, apparently.
You owe me $46,
is it
by
much?
The way.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's actually not bad from Redondo to Century
so
City.
Far.
He loves living in Redondo.
We had a great time. And I get into the lobby on a Sunday night late, like 10:30. You know, everyone on Twitter's going nuts about Game of Thrones. I'm just checking in. The line to check in is around the corner, and there's a bit of a stalemate for this. And I'm like, what's going on? There's literally 7 different guests, like, with luggage, and it's an older white gentleman, okay? And he's got a young girl.
Donald Sterling?
I'd say, like, 20 to 24, pacing nervously in a very short skirt, walking around the elevator bank, like in the lobby, and he's just like, my credit card doesn't work, and he's just taking out $100 bills and like, just take the cat. I just want one room for one night. Like just take my cash. And they're like, sir, we can't take cash like at the hook. And it was, everyone's watching this scene. God. And this guy is getting very frustrated. He's in his 60s, 50s, you know, very frustrated. He's looking around and he's like, just take the money.
Oh my God.
Just take the money.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, yes, that's an awesome scene.
I mean, that's how I want my
life. Did he get his room?
I don't think he got a room.
Oh, poor
and like,
guy.
And she's checking her phone casually, like she's just hanging out with this guy.
Checking
but
in
like,
with her pimp.
Yeah, it was a scene. So
wow.
I don't know. Did I incriminate any?
I don't think you did. I think
it's hotel,
fine.
And the hotel,
they were an upstanding hotel.
Yeah, no like, prostitutes and Johns ever visit hotels, Pete. No, it's fine. It's fine. I think that's nice.
And it was like, welcome to L.A. Earthquake, that, and Redondo.
And Donald Sterling in his latest conquest.
Yeah, and Angelina Jolie in the movie.
I love
My favorite moment of Sunday night when Schreger was out with the O'Tooles, I had to go to the grocery store, and young Ruby O'Toole, she's like, I don't want to go to the grocery store. And Peter's like, well, I'm going to Starbucks. She's like, I'm going with you. And then Peter's like, oh, great. I'm like, just don't.
I was nervous.
I'm like, just don't lose her.
I was nervous because I've never like had the responsibility of like a young child.
I said, as long as she comes back with you, all good.
Yeah.
I don't have like nieces and nephews. Like, I don't have kids.
You,
like,
but you've been very vocal about how you're terrified of children.
Yeah, so there's this three-year-old who's adorable, and she's so well-behaved, and then they're like, goodbye. And I'm like, do I hold this other person's kid's hand?
You got a great picture of it.
We went into Starbucks. Everyone's like, oh, and I guess this is what it is when you're a parent, because everyone's like, oh. And I'm like, it's not mine, but like.
Glad you like it.
But like, cool. Like, I guess that's what happens. And then the second we walk in, she like knows, you know, a few words, right? She speaks. She says, ooh, pink cake pop. And I'm not going to say no.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, sure, pink cake pop. Like,
she's got you wrapped around her finger already.
It. And I come out and Dan's like, oh. All right, I guess you're getting a pink cake pop. And I'm like, I wouldn't think to like say no. Like, let me ask your parents. I'm like,
no, how could you?
You're adorable. You want
it? And then that night, we're flipping around the TV and we stop upon Garbage Time. There was.
Now, Garbage Time with Katie Nolan.
With Katie Nolan, Sunday night.
Can we get a drop?
Yeah, Katie can we get Nolan. The drop on that?
On Fox Sports 1.
I just
1.
Love that drop. With.
Katie Nolan.
Yes, Pat. Yes.
So we're critiquing the show. We're both enjoying it. And then. There was silence in the conversation. And Ruby O'Toole's sitting watching.
We're both critiquing the show.
I was going to say, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Critiquing.
No, like we're
ripping
like,
it apart.
No. We were enjoying it. And
do you think Katie's funny?
And then there was
Trigger Mom.
There was a pause in the conversation, and young Ruby O'Toole pipes up. I like this show.
That was it.
See? There you go.
And then she hadn't spoken for like 20 minutes, and she's watching. And just, I like this show. That's your demographic, Fox.
I mean, hey, that's great.
Move over Dora.
You want the youth demographic. You want the youth vote. So, Ruby O'Toole, watch
rock,
a little Garbage
rock
Time.
Rock the vote.
Rock the vote. Katie Nolan.
I think I'm done. This is great.
Katie Nolan.
Katie Nolan.
Poor Katie. Pat. He's trying to do social media.
He's
trying
man.
To do drops.
Katie Nolan.
That's
Katie Nolan.
Look at Botticello. He's just hanging out.
He showed me a lot
no
this
sweat
week.
On me. Yeah?
Mike showed me a lot this week.
Do you have a newfound appreciation for Mike?
Forget appreciation. Respect.
Whoa.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Wait, I thought you always had it.
Always had it, but newfound.
Yeah.
Is that Tivana tea?
Yes. Oh. Would you like one?
Yeah, I want the whole thing. They only sell this on the West Coast, and I was in Arizona, and I look for it all over the place on the East Coast. You can't find it.
What did I tell you guys, right?
He's a big on sweet and iced tea guy.
Whole Foods.
It's a grocery store chain called Whole Foods.
Never heard of it. Is it out of Austin, Texas?
I feel like we've come full circle.
Yes. Yeah, that's nice,
out,
right?
Yeah. Now he's
making, I got
now
nothing he's but a love for Mr. Schreger. I got nothing
gesture.
But love.
Is it olive branch?
A peaceful gesture.
I apologize. I came in with a wise eye. And I'm sure Marty Turco's got a picture of me and stabbing me right now.
Marty Turco's got
I say dig in.
Really?
I do. Yeah,
Brendan please. Morrow, Joe Neuwendijk, all coming after you tonight.
I know. Sergei Zubov, who, by the way, was an amazing Ranger before a Dallas Star,
he
is not going to be
an underrated hockey player. If Zubov played in Canada,
Brendan Morrow, married to the GM's daughter, I believe?
Yeah. What was it
Guy
again?
Guy Carboneau?
It was Guy Carboneau's
daughter.
Do you have
to run? Yeah, I got a 5:30 meeting.
Oh.
Okay, we gotta wrap it up. We gotta wrap this show up.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, I don't think so.
We won't have time for Jeremy Taggart.
Oh, no, that's not. I feel bad.
No, we're going to blame you. We're going to blame you.
Trigger
but that's
mom.
Okay.
Wow.
By the way, you dissed Taggart too.
By the way, yeah.
Oh, Our Lady Peace. There were no here. Tragically Hip.
There are no Matthew Good Band.
Quickly tell your Our Lady Peace story that you told me.
So I grew up. I think I've said this a few times, maybe in emails to you guys, but I grew up in the late 1990s, was my time, with music and all stuff. And we had Much Music in New Jersey on my cable station. We had it.
That.
So to be different, everyone was listening to Britney Spears and whatever else and MTV. I would listen to Much Music. They had an hour-long show after school, and I would listen to all the things, and I would buy the CDs. I loved Our Lady Peace. Loved Our Lady Peace. Clumsy, Innocent. These were my songs. I was totally an Our Lady
Superman's
Peace fan.
Superman's Dead.
Superman's Dead. It was all awesome. I bought the Greatest Hits album a couple years ago when it came back. So when you guys have Jeremy Taggart on, I'm always okay, cool. And then I finally I'm listening to it while I'm working out, and I'm it's pretty cool that the guy that I loved listening to drum and those things is on your podcast. Pretty awesome.
Every week, except when you bump him.
Traeger bomb. You're talking to me.
I love it.
Meanwhile, you guys.
Yeah.
All right, let's call him right now.
He just asked him how we're doing.
Okay, yeah, let's call him.
Meanwhile, what's his name? Sebastian Jaguer is on for 45 minutes, and then,
J.S. Jaguer. Wrap it up, J.S.
I'm going to get out of here. Let's check.
Oh, but wait, do you want to say hi?
Nah, I don't know him that well.
No?
Nah, that's cool. let's keep it as a myth.
Okay, yeah, that's better. Okay.
Thanks, Shrike. Superman's not dead for me.
By the way,
that T-Von
podcast, guys. Subscribe.
Oh yeah, Peter
SoundCloud,
Schrader podcast.
iTunes.
I gotta say,
two
it
great
is
ones
excellent.
This week.
It is excellent. Thanks, Peter. It's such a good pod.
Featherstone, how about that?
What a guy!
There he goes.
He comes in like a bull.
I can't believe that
shop.
That V-neck T-shirt. He's so hipster now.
Tom Barrasso.
He comes in, takes engineer Jim's
Barrasso.
Drink. He made it like a bandit.
Yeah, he did it. Yeah, Jim, he insulted you and got the iced tea.
Wow. I am one that shows nothing but love.
You are. You're a very
You fired right back. Love. It was great.
Yeah, that was good.
Jeremy Taggart.
I'm going to take from him? Are you kidding me?
Now, Jeremy.
Peter Schrager was just here. And he was raving about. He got Much Music when he was living in Jersey, and he watched all. He knows every single song of yours.
He knows.
Who?
Schrager.
Peter Schrager.
I missed the very first thing you said.
Peter Schrager.
You just made Jim really happy.
Yeah. Love Schrager.
No, he. He got. I don't understand the cable system in Jersey that would have had Much Music at the late 90s, but yeah.
That happened. There was a little skip or something there, and the Boston and parts of New York got Much Music in the 90s.
I'm sure Tonawanda got Much Music.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah?
Weinstein was crushing it.
Lackawanna.
Yes.
Taggart, what's going on? How are you? Now, did you happen to go to the Jays home opener? Because I saw it was a security show. People are waiting outside for 40 minutes.
Yeah, no, I heard it was I didn't go, but I watched it obviously at home. It looked like it wasn't really full until the third inning,
oh
eh?
My God. What
yeah, because they, there. In every ballpark now, they're going to have metal detectors that you have to pass through just like the airport. And are they going to have to rip up that new turf in Toronto?
I was just about to mention, have you guys seen this crushed up tires or whatever they're calling this stuff? Absolute mess.
Garbage.
It is the worst turf. It was already terrible, but now it's running on the Baywatch beach in slow motion for Bautista. it sucks. And then the ball hits the ground and ricochets like a curveball. It's ridiculous.
It's like playing squash.
Yeah. Bautista says he has to play balls differently. He says they bounce completely oddly.
Did they maybe want to test it out before the season started?
Did someone just try to come in?
Bowie.
Don Bowie?
Figure it out.
Hi, Don Bowie.
It's just scary. That sucks.
They need to go back to the old exhibition stadium.
Yeah, could they do that?
Just put a sheet of indoor-outdoor carpet on top of concrete.
I know. There's no way around it. It's just the worst thing in the world to have, indoor fake turf because they can't grow grass because there's too much stuff that comes and goes through there event wise. They just have to figure out a new ballpark.
Now, if Rogers were an ethical company, and I realize what I just said was a hilarious sentence,
But if they were, they would just implode Sky Dome and take that land and build a new stadium. And
I think that maybe Teddy tennis. We know Teddy loves his tennis. Teddy loved his tennis. I think maybe in his will he put something like, I want to f*** baseball and I want to f*** hockey too.
You might be right. You might be right about that.
Because, like, it's just not the same anymore. The hockey and I don't know. I just don't know what to do.
Jeremy, I got a great text from my brother Vince in Peterborough, Ontario. He said the last little bit of snow is off his property. It's snow-free.
It is. It's frickin' spring. It's full on. It's awesome. Are you guys going to come up here and hang with the weather here? Are you going to taste it a bit? Because you know it's so much better here than there when it's warm.
I would love to, but I am stuck in America for the next 6 months while I wait for my green card.
Oh, wow, you have like the I can't leave a thon.
I can't leave. Though Brian Burke told me if there's a death in the family, I can leave. But that's the only reason I can go. That's the only reason I can leave. I can't leave America. I have to stay.
So now that you have that feeling, are you like privy to tell terrible jokes?
I don't know. I'm like a little bit, I feel a little bit sad about it because I would like to be up in Canada for the summertime.
You're going to have to, it's just a whole new world. You just have to sit there and wait.
That's it. That's what I'm doing. Toolsy, are you going to go to the Peter Patch this summer?
I'm actually flying to Estevan, Saskatchewan tomorrow for Estevan Bruins dinner. I can't wait for that.
Estevan. I just realized I did a thing last week for Estevan, and I was calling it Estevan. So I really blew it. I clearly didn't get the gig that I was trying to get.
That's how the bourgeois say it, Estevan.
Estevan.
I was doing the voiceover, like a casting thing for it. I was like, Estevan.
See, Estevan, that's the Paris of the prairies then, Estevan.
I blew it big time.
I love that we just made you realize that. Didn't someone correct you? Like they couldn't have helped out a bit?
No, it was a self, like I taped it at home.
Oh my God.
Classic.
Jeremy Tagger, we thank you for coming on.
Before we let you go, tell us podcast news, anything new? Give us a scoop.
Podcast is out. We put it out yesterday. Obviously the May 5th show is going to be sold out. We're excited about that. We did a top five late night shift work songs. We've done a thing now where me and Jonathan have developed these scenarios over the top five music, and we create these ridiculous characters and play them out. It's getting fun. Check it out.
I love it.
The new website, right? You guys have the new website?
We have a taggartandtorns.ca fan site by a wonderful guy named Mike McFarlane who's taking care of that. And there's all kinds of stuff like the Greasies, all the Greasy bars, and then there's all kinds of stuff that whatever happens weekly and a little feedback.
I was at the winner of the Greasies at the zoo, the Osborne Village Inn.
Yeah, did you see my picture? You just took a picture from there.
I walked by it, so I took a picture.
And is Spanky's in Peterborough on that list?
What's that?
Is Spanky's in Peterborough on the list?
I think it is. I believe so. Yeah, it must be.
Yeah, but Jeremy, you know the zoo and you know Spanky's, and those bars do not belong in the same category.
Yeah, no, the zoo. It's like like I said, when I was at the zoo, there was a human spine. I think when we were loading in the alley.
That's genuinely frightening.
Oh my
some
God!
Nights.
Yeah, like it's really a whole new level. Like. Spanky's is more legendary because of the people in Big City Kid.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's
there
right.
was a human spy.
Trust me.
Love you, buddy.
See you, buddy. See you, boys. Love you.
That's Jeremy Taggart, a Canadian rock legend. You can follow him on Twitter, @Taggart7. Twitter handles, @JandanPod. Follow Marty Turco on Twitter, @MTurco35.
And he's not working for the NHL Network.
Peter Schrager is on Twitter, pshrags, S-C-H-R-A-G-S. Engineer Jim's on Twitter, @engineer_Jim.
Delicious.
Mike's on Twitter, @Mickelhouse, M-I-C-K-E-L, House. And Pat Muldowney's on Twitter, @Pat, M-U-L-D-O-W-N-E-Y.
Wow. And don't forget about the Facebook page, like the Jay and Dan Podcast Facebook page.
And Jay's on Twitter at JayOnWright. I'm on Twitter at FS1O'Toole. Make sure you watch the Fox Sports Live TV show every night, 11 Eastern, on Fox Sports 1.
Everything's coming up, Jay and Dan.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Elvis has just left the building.
So long, my time here is up.
They're going home.
Whoa! 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 Whoa!